You're with NITV Radio.
And I am Sharka Pekhwa.
Eve White is a proud Verger woman, a senior educator, yoga teacher, and a creator of Mermaid Fit. And she's joining us on NITV Radio. Thank you, Eve.
My pleasure. Nice to be here.
We've interviewed you before, but can I please ask you if you can introduce yourself?
Yeah, well, you did a good job. So my name's Eve. I have three children. I am a yoga teacher and cultural awareness facilitator, mostly for yogis. I've also taught in schools around New South Wales, and I did create a program called Mermaid Fit. And I'm currently an integrative health practitioner, and I've just put my first detox protocol up on my website. So that's exciting. And I am Wiradjuri, but I'm also, so Wiradjuri is, it's a big nation in country western New South Wales. My mother is from Parkes, her father, his mother. And my father, we always thought was from Dubbo, but we think he may be further down south. So also his father and his father's mother.
Thank you.
And then, sorry, I've also got Spanish and Irish and Scottish and some Mexican as well.
That's a real rich culture heritage you have.
I think if we all look back, we would find we are all of the world, you know.
True. That's true. That's true. And this year you have been working on educating yoga teachers about acknowledgement of country and respecting the traditional owners of the land. Can you please tell us more about this project?
Yeah, well, I mean, I usually do start any kind of session or meeting with an acknowledgement. And, you know, maybe I guess our listeners could feel into the land that they're listening in from today if they know of the Aboriginal name of that land. I'm in an area, Bundjalung, which is butterfly. There's many sort of clans I'm still learning about right now. So I just want to pay my respects to the ancestors from here and also to my own ancestors, my Wiradjuri ancestors and all of those from far and wide. And then just to pay respects to the elders that are teaching us the way. So I found that when I became a yoga teacher and I started to really as well delve into my ancestral spirituality, I found that there was many connections between the two, and that when you open a yoga practice, it's such a beautiful and potent time to acknowledge the land that you're on. And I love to do that in the form of a meditation or like a visualization. And so I felt just a calling to kind of take that further. And then I was approached by a good friend of mine now, Kate Peterson, who was working with Yoga Australia to bring about a RAP, which is known as a Reconciliation Action Plan, but we decided to call it a Reciprocity Action Plan. So that's more in alignment with the sharing of knowledge of culture of the ancient yogic traditions with the, you know, ancient Aboriginal traditions and philosophies and spirituality. And so, yeah, she asked me to sort of join the team. And I've since been leading or holding space really for a Yarn Circle, which has other Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander yoga teachers that we all meet up once a month to connect and to kind of oversee the work that comes with a RAP, which is quite extensive, which has been launched, but it's still in the making. It's quite a process. So I was holding that space and met all of those beautiful teachers this year when we launched the RAP, the winter solstice. And then I'm also the director of Nungweli Aboriginal Corporation, which is like, it's kind of supports the work that we do. So Jem Stone and myself put together the cultural awareness program for yogis. And Nungweli kind of supports us, and 15% of all of our profits go towards Nungweli. And then anyone else from the Yarning Circle, whatever they are looking to do, we will support them in that process.
And what were the reactions of the yoga teachers?
Definitely we had a huge interest in the first initial one that we held, and that was sort of on the wave of the launch of the RAP. And what's been really beautiful to witness is when you have this, I guess, yogic teachings within you, and then you create a meaningful acknowledgement of country, it can be so, so profound. So it's been really beautiful to listen actually to all. So in our program, what we do is we teach about what it means, the history, and what a welcome is, what an acknowledgement is, and then they come up with their own. And depending on how many people we have in our sessions, it's all on Zoom. We have done them in person, but this year they've been on Zoom. They will share their acknowledgement. And it's just, I really feel really so grounded and connected. And yeah, it's been really beautiful to witness yoga teachers holding that space. And I guess a common comment would be that they felt so much more confident in what they were saying and how they were saying it after they spent that time with us, where we were sort of reassuring them of what to say and the right wording. And so that was really, really good to see.
And you spoke about all those meetings being on Zoom. So this has been really the year of Zoom and WebEx meetings. How was it for you as a yoga teacher and a fitness program creator?
Well, it's interesting when you teach, like sometimes I've had sessions with Aboriginal lawyers from Melbourne, and they liked to, in the class, they would have their video and their audio. So literally I'm talking like to myself on a screen, it feels. So that's really interesting. But I have definitely had moments where I felt the energy exchange in the class. So when I've been leading, I teach a lot of Qigong, which is like energy cultivation. And I felt that energy transference through the screen somehow.
That's awesome. That's interesting. Yeah. And usually this is the time of, you know, New Year's resolutions. So what would be your advice for people who want to get on that path of getting fitter and, you know, starting something?
Well, I mean, I guess I've just been in creation mode with this very first initial 7-day detox that I've put out there for others to be guided by myself. And I think that's, for me anyway, I've found that to be a really profound way to, because it's very much to do with the mind. When we detox our body, you notice how your habits are formed and how, you know, your mind relies on these little treats and little things that you have to look forward to with our food. And so, yeah, I guess I recommend people to, especially because we've had all of us, I think, have been traumatized in one way or another due to what's been happening throughout the planet. And so, you know, I think it's a really powerful time to really look at fueling ourselves with the right food, water, you know, what we choose to watch, what we choose to listen to, and just how we choose to like walk upon this land and know that the earth holds so much healing if we just allow ourselves to be submerged in nature, away from our screens and all the, you know, online time that we've had this year. I think that to come back to the land and come back to eating natural foods and stay really connected with Mother Earth.
Thank you so much. That sounds like a great idea how to start 2022, really connecting and, yeah, thinking about what we eat and drink and why.
How it makes you feel and how it makes you react, because everything's connected. Yeah, my little tip.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Eve. So that was Eve White, a senior educator, yoga teacher, and creator of Mermaid Fit. Thank you so much for joining us on NITV Radio, Eve.
My pleasure.
Like, share, comment, follow NITV Radio on Facebook.